listening area. Numerous homes and families were affected by these tornadoes. Our thoughts, prayers, charitable donations, and charitable time go out to all of them as recovery continues. Also, many local downtown businesses were affected by these tornadoes. Some buildings destroyed, others drastically affected, but many of those businesses are still open for business, and that's why I'm speaking to you right now. It is more important to shop local now than ever before to help support these hometown businesses that help support people in our community who live here, work here with their children going to school here. If you don't shop locally, then you'll start to see empty buildings and then complain about how things aren't what they used to be. You can fix that by shopping local and eating local if you want to see your community thrive. It may be a little walk and you may need to navigate some construction, but isn't it worth it to help build your town up again? Right now, I'm able to use the power of local radio and local marketing to tell you that Marshalltown and local businesses everywhere within the sound of my voice are open for business. In fact, many of those businesses are on our airwaves right now. Thank you for listening to the stations of Iowa's Best Country, Kix 101.1 and News Talk 1230 KFJB. And remember to spend your dollars locally, no matter where you are.
The Marshalltown Area Chamber of Commerce wants you to know that Marshalltown is still doing business. Recovery from the tornado on July 19th advances daily. Businesses that were damaged by the storm are reopening every day. Shopping locally is so important for communities to grow, and it's especially important for Marshalltown right now. Show these Marshalltown Area Chamber of Commerce member businesses your support. They're ready to serve you.
Brown Shoe Fit Company, the Salvation Army Thrift Store, Pence Appliance and TV, United Bank and Trust.
Shopping Marshalltown helps make us Marshalltown strong.
And good morning, everyone. 68 degrees, 834. It's time for Val Ruff and Experience Marshalltown.
Good morning.
Hi.
A little foggy out there today.
Oh, my goodness.
It's going to be a warm one.
Driving in, it was crazy foggy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it kind of like driving with your eyes closed?
It wasn't that bad, but it was like, I mean, you know how normally you have your car set at a certain speed and you're comfortable with that? I was not comfortable driving at that speed in the fog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't know what's out there.
It was exactly like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this morning, we have Grant Maddox is in the studio with us this morning for Experience Marshalltown, and we are going to be talking about three different things. We're going to be talking about Calvin Rocket. Grant and his wife, Anna, are the owners for the new Calvin Rocket, and they have been busy, busy, busy. I've been driving by and with all the construction crews and all of that. But I want to welcome you in, Grant. Thanks for taking time to come in and visit with us this morning on Experience Marshalltown.
Yeah, thanks so much. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about Calvin Rocket. We're going to talk about something that they're working on it with a restaurant. Mm-hmm. And then we're also going to talk about another thing called Bike Night that you're doing for the MHS high school football team. So let's get started. Let's talk a little bit about when you and Anna took over Calvin Rocket, and maybe even tell us a little bit about where, you know, as you were thinking about why you moved back, and you have such a great story.
So, I mean, back in September of last year was when we formally took over. We'd kind of been looking at it or in the works, I guess, for a while before that. But basically, we just knew we wanted to come back to Marshalltown, and we were kind of shopping around for, opportunities in the area. And we were just so lucky through a family member to kind of hear about something that maybe they were interested in, you know, a transition in ownership over at Calvin Rocket. And so we kind of reached out and everything, you know, went well. And here we are, you know, and it's been a whirlwind. But looking back on it, I mean, those first few months, it was a lot at first, but the community was so great and so welcoming to us. And it's just been overall a really positive experience. But it was all kind of predicated on us just kind of coming back to Marshalltown and looking around and seeing what there was. And lo and behold, it was kind of like the perfect opportunity for the two of us.
Great, great. And we're excited to have you back. And I know you and I have talked, and there's lots of those MHS grads that have gone off to college and they're coming back and opening businesses here in Marshalltown and kind of making it home again, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I can think of, you know, more than a handful now, which is awesome.
Yeah, so that's exciting for Marshalltown. So let's talk a little bit about Calvin Rocket. Mm-hmm. And if you know what you've done since you've taken over. Anything new that you want to share?
You know, Tim Shore was the previous owner there, and he had a great thing going. And so it's not like we reinvented the wheel. We just kind of kept it rolling and maybe tried to push it a little bit harder. And, you know, it's all you can do, honestly, and just keep trying every day, go in there and do your best. And I think that's what Tim did for a long time, and that's all, I mean, we've been doing since, and
sure,
it's been working out.
Sure.
Great place there, great staff.
Yeah, and you've got lots of, you know, friends and family that help support you and your business.
Yeah,
and, you know,
huge.
That matters. It really does.
Yep, having a great support group like that.
Yeah, it's very helpful, very helpful. So so you've been running it since September. So let's talk a little bit about, so the lower level is... It's
the
lower
level
bar and
is
grill.
Kind of, yeah, is that's our kind of regular dining area where if you were to just walk in, that's where you would walk in and grab a bite to eat. And that's open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. We do close a bit earlier on Sundays, but as long as you know get in there while the sun's still up, you should be good.
Yeah.
But then our upstairs area, that's actually the old Thunderbird. And that's what a lot of people will traditionally remember as kind of the Marshalltown icon. I mean, I'm a little bit younger, but it's something where people come in every week. I hear it multiple times a week. Oh my gosh, back in the day, Sunday dinner upstairs in the Thunderbird, or,
yes,
you know, about a family event that they, you know. And so we still give people the opportunity to experience those events upstairs in the old Thunderbird.
Okay.
The bar has changed a little bit. Stop by sometime, check it out up there. We moved it just a little bit, but we've got that grill your own area up there. And just kind of, it's a party venue now. We can do cater whatever needs you have. We can take care of them up there. We just did the class of 78 reunion up there, and that was an awesome time. It was got a bunch of MHS grads back here in town, and we all kind of just danced the night away up there.
Yeah,
but it's got a lot of room, and I mean, that was a lot of people.
Yeah,
that was a good time.
What would you say, Grant, is kind of the capacity for that upstairs venue?
It was 120 people.
Okay.
Is about where we draw the line.
Okay, so that's a good number then.
Yep.
So if somebody happens to be tuning in and listening this morning, and you've got a group, and you're like, where could we go?
You could go to
the upper level, and I know that lots of class reunions.
Yeah, that seems to be in vogue right now.
Yeah. Well, and I think that, you know, they want to go somewhere that's kind of fun and intimate.
Just the floor plan up there, you'd have to see it to understand, but the floor plan up there is just really conducive to that nice social atmosphere for a reunion or just any general party, you
sure.
know.
So they can just reach out to you, and you guys can make arrangements with you.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got a number that you just want to share quick?
641-328-1033.
Okay.
641-328-1033.
Okay.
You
or
can just give us a ring there. And,
or reach out on social media. And
yeah,
I know that you're pretty active on Facebook.
We are very active on Facebook. I think we've got about 5 people all with their phones tied to that thing. So if one of us don't get back to you, you know, then you call that phone number.
Okay.
And we'll get it taken care of. But somebody will get back to you on Facebook.
Okay. Sounds good. So you guys are plugging away. And I know that Calvin Rockets has always been a popular place in the community. It's locally owned. You know, so that's one of the things we're talking about right now, of course, with the downtown, but even all of our local restaurants, as we're talking about support local, you know, keep your business local, invite your friends and family and come in here and celebrate, you know, come to Marshalltown. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Meet in the Middle. Summertime is a great time in Marshalltown. Hi, this is Val Ruff from the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau, inviting you to enjoy the festivals, restaurants, the arts, youth sports, our bike trails, and more.
Country hit-making duo Presley and Taylor return to Central Iowa Friday, August 17th to the LeGrand Amphitheater. Enjoy beautiful sisterly harmonies. Tickets only $10, and proceeds benefit the LeGrand Fire Department and EMS Association.
Visit Marshalltown.org to find out more. Central location, great accommodations, meet friends and family, meet in the Middle. Meet in Marshalltown.
When you're looking for exciting Marshalltown Bobcat action, make sure you keep it right here on News Talk 1230 KFJB. Listen to the play-by-play and analysis during the games on your radio and online at 1230kfjb.com. The exciting action is brought to you in part by United Bank and Trust of Marshalltown, Sports Plus and Physical Therapy, Wells Fargo Advisors, and Independent Insurance Services. Don't miss a minute of the exciting action. The tradition continues. The Marshalltown Bobcats live on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
If you think it's a big deal to refinance your auto loan, then you haven't refinanced with Members First Community Credit Union. We make it easy to bring your auto loan to Members First because we do all the work and we don't charge a single fee. So bring your auto loan to Members First Community Credit Union today and pay less for the vehicle you're already driving. Apply online at membersfirst.com. That's members, the number one, ST.com.
Federally assured by the NCUA. All loans offered with approved credit and membership eligibility. See credit union for full details.
I'm Steph from Strands, the flooring and paint store. We have the best selection and the best prices of room-sized carpet remnants. And during August, every one is an additional 10% off. I also have some small pieces of plush carpeting that will make the perfect area rugs for dorm rooms starting at $20. Remember, best prices and best selection plus 10% off during Strands Remnant Sale going on now at Strands, the flooring store, just south of the old Kmart in Marshalltown.
Welcome back. It's 8:43. We're at 68 degrees. Val Ruff is here. It's another Experience Marshalltown show.
Thanks, Kyle. So if you're just tuning in, I've got Grant Maddox, and we're talking about Calvin Rocket. Him and his wife, Anna, took that over September of 2017, and they've been, as he says, it's been a whirlwind ever since. Yep. And you probably every day you're learning something new, right?
Yeah. Every day for sure. Multiple things.
Yeah, you are. But I'm sure you're taking it on with a great stride. So one of the things that I really wanted to talk to Grant about today was he's got a couple of initiatives going on with Calvin Rocket. And the first one I want to talk about is, of course, the tornado relief benefit that mm-hmm. you've put together an event. So tell us a little bit about what you got going on.
Well, what it was about the next day after the tornado hit, one of my bartenders, Tim Grego, he's a huge community figure here in town. And we were both just kind of putting our heads together, figuring out what we could do, you know. And I mean, because it was something where our building was unaffected, thankfully, by it. And it was, we were seeing all these people coming in and doing what we could to kind of help them out. But we wanted to do more, you know. It was kind of like we were still felt like we were, you know, we're running our business here. And we were giving out water and the Wi-Fi and letting people kind of crash at our place. But we wanted to do more. And so we had these bike nights where these are what we do. We have fill up the parking lot with motorcycles, and it's normally, you know, normally it's a carefree type of event, but we kind of wanted to give it a purpose this year for the last one, a little more somber overtone to it, but in the spirit of giving back to the community. So overall a positive. And so for our last bike night, we extended it. We didn't cut it in half or anything like that. We don't want to take away from the bikers, but sure. What we did was we extended it further out into the morning. And so this Saturday, August 18th, from noon to 4:30, we'll be doing our tornado relief benefit out at Calvin Rocket. And so a silent auction will run from 12 to 4. 100% of that will go to relief. So those are donated items from around the community. So make sure to come in and check out who from around the community has kind of donated to that and make sure to thank them.
Sure.
We'll have the local band Dylan Road playing. And those guys they're awesome. They've done events for us in the past. And so when they heard we were doing this benefit, they were eager to get on board.
Oh, good.
And then as I've just shown you there, I know we can't really, you know, show the audience or anything, but we've got these Marshalltown Strong bracelets. So if you picture kind of a Live Strong bracelet type deal in blue and red with the words Marshalltown Strong on them, we've got a bunch of those, not really printed up, pressed up maybe, I guess. But and we're looking to sell those, and 100% of that will be going towards the tornado benefit too. And so the charities is MICA primarily, and then some of the local churches that have been doing a lot of community outreach. We've gotten in touch with them. But so those bracelets and the silent auction will be going towards that. And then there'll be a donation tent for free will donations as well, whatever
okay.
you want to give
okay.
there, and
okay.
personal care items too.
Oh, okay. So yep. if people want to bring things in, they
yeah,
can.
Yeah, anything. Not just, you know, not just money, but, you know, clean things preferably,
right.
you know.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Just kind of whatever can go towards a positive manner to helping these victims, because there's so much that they need.
I know there's
so many everyday things we take for granted.
Yeah, and you know, MICA is a real popular one of the popular donation yeah. Organizations, and they are doing so much to help, you know, the humanitarian side of helping people with the things that they need to, at least if they've been displaced or, you know, whatever their needs are. Mike has just been there, and they've been moving around and making sure they're open for folks, and they've been a great resource in the community, along with a lot of other ones too. But I love that you, Grant, that you also are giving back to some of the churches, because the churches have just been outpouring with help and volunteerism and serving meals. And
well, at a community level, that's really where it starts, I feel like, is the churches. And that's what's kind of awesome about, I don't want to get too cheesy about America as a whole, you know, but it's just really cool seeing kind of everybody flock to their local community gathering point, in our case here, churches, you know.
Yes.
And that's kind of where they get organized and they see how they can give back. And I mean, I see on Facebook every day, people still that are, you know, oh, just got back from 12 hours of, you know, hacking up trees. Where do we,
yes,
call us if you need us tomorrow, you,
yes,
know?
And yeah.
It's like, wow.
And I am, not to jump off topic here, but I was reading through Pammy with the Red Cross did a little thank you in the TR about, you know, how great Marshalltown was. You know, they came in, that was their job, but they came in and they just said, Marshalltown is such an amazing community. And hear that over and over and over from people who come to our community to help us. Well, and we're just a helping community anyway. And they're just, Marshalltown is just very unique in that manner.
I mean, trust me, I was feeding them at night. I mean, we were seeing them at the restaurant, and it really was. It didn't seem like it was what they say everywhere they go, you know. It was something where they were pulling us aside and kind of telling us to make sure, you know, that turning down, we were happy they were here to give back to us,
sure,
you know. And so we were trying, sure, to kind of help them out, and they were almost, I mean, turning us down because they were just so moved by the community, I guess. We had a bunch of State Farm guys in one night that were, they'd seen it all, you know. It was a group about 40 or 50 of them. They've,
wow,
been all over the place, and they,
sure,
just kind of go disaster to disaster and follow it. And they were, they had some really positive insights on our community that was cool to hear.
Yeah, because we have great people.
Yep,
we are. Marshalltown is very unique in our people, our volunteerism, and you know, now we're kind of down and out, and then we need some help, but we're still there with open arms,
yeah,
and welcoming
it is,
and
being
people
paid forward. You know,
yeah,
that's awesome.
Exactly. So we're going to go ahead and take a final break, and we'll be back. And, you know, Grant mentioned the tornado relief, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about the bike night here in our final segment.
Meet in the middle. Summertime is a great time in Marshalltown. Hi, this is Val Ruff from the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau, inviting you to enjoy the festivals, restaurants, the arts, youth sports, our bike trails, and more.
Country hit-making duo Presley and Taylor return to Central Iowa Friday, August 17th to the LeGrand Amphitheater. Enjoy beautiful sisterly harmonies. Tickets only $10, and proceeds benefit the LeGrand Fire Department and EMS Association.
Visit Marshalltown.org to find out more. Central location, great accommodations, meet friends and family, meet in the middle. Meet in Marshalltown.
At the Y, it's about more than sports and working out. It's about living a healthier life, connecting with others, making the community better. And if it's a workout you want, we offer much more for your wellness. From classes that challenge you with staff who help you meet your goals to the latest fitness equipment and digital options, the Y has more of what you're looking for. Presenting the Back to School, Back to the Y Fall Promotion. Pick up your hall pass to visit the Y free of charge anytime between August 23rd and Labor Day. Join now and pay no activation fee and receive 25% off the first 3 months of your adult or family membership. For more information, go to www.ymca-ywca.org or call 641-752-8658. Visit the Marshalltown Y and see how much more we have to offer.
Where do you go when you need quality precast concrete items? Which company has the best service? Who will deliver your new precast concrete steps or septic tank? With so many questions, who can you turn to? Iowa Step and Tank is who? Iowa Step and Tank does it all. Concrete benches, steps, monument pads, septic tanks, stepping stones, and a variety of concrete lawn ornaments. All with a commitment to quality, delivery team, and courteous service that their customers trust time after time. Visit Iowa Step and Tank on Highway 63 in Toledo or call 641-4 84 tank.
And welcome back, Experience Marshalltown. It's the final segment. Here is Val Ruff.
Thank you, Kyle. Well, if you're just tuning in this morning on Experience Marshalltown, Grant Maddox and I are talking about Calvin Rocket. We're talking about some of the tornado relief benefit that they've put together. Brainstorm with your employees on how you could give back to the community. I love that story too. So welcome in, Grant. Thanks for being here and sharing what you've been up to. And so we talked about tornado relief and what you're doing with that. And that's this Saturday. But then you've got your bike night. And is this the final bike night of the season?
Yep. Okay. This will be our third and final bike night.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about what you got going on.
Okay. So it'll be this Saturday as well. And we slapped that, as we stated earlier, we slapped that tornado relief benefit kind of on the front of this bike night. But the bike night will be proceeding as scheduled from 5 to 11. And so what we do for these is we do three of these. And for each one, we kind of pick a sponsor, I guess, that where we donate some of the funds to. So even before this kind of tornado relief benefit happened, these bike nights are always about kind of donating back to the community. And so our final one here is usually our big kind of shebang, big hurrah. It's going to be for the Marshalltown High School football team. And we put this one together with the local boosters. And this is the one. This is the one to make it to. You know, okay. If you miss the first two, this is the one to make sure you swing by and get to, because this is the one where we pack the parking lot, we shut it down, fill it up with bikes, and we will be doing a bike judging contest. That'll be on the band. That won't be on me. So
okay.
don't come to me if you don't win the bike contest. You know, come.
I don't want any part of that.
Yep,
right?
Exactly. Go to the band about it. Okay. But make sure if you're gonna get a. You know, be polite, though. Be polite about the bike judging contest.
Sure.
That's one thing we want to stress.
Sure.
But we will have Exit 185, the local band, playing from 6 to 10 that night. So they kind of extend their set a little bit for us.
Sure,
for that. So
sure.
Be a
and they have, they have a big following.
Yeah, they sure do.
And they're a great band.
And, you know, Sam, their lead singer, that's where you go ahead and talk about, you know, high schoolers coming back to Marshalltown. She graduated just a year ahead of me, and it's like, here we are this Saturday night. And it's cool back
and
in town.
Your fellow MHS grads will be coming in, you know.
I'm
that'll
sure
be
there'll
cool.
be a lot of them, because a lot of that following that you're talking about are those MHS kids that have come back to
sure
town. So when we're talking about that, you know, if you want to see that live and in person, that'll be this Saturday, you know, that it'll really show you. There'll be a lot of young people there. I mean, it's cool seeing all those guys get out and go support their, you know, fellow grads and whatnot. We'll be doing a live auction at 8, and this so we're doing two auctions that day. Earlier I said we're doing the silent auction from 12 to 4.
Okay.
That's for tornado relief. And this live auction at 8 will be going for the football team.
Okay.
So make sure if you want to get there a little bit earlier in the day and just drop off something for the tornado thing, don't confuse the two, though. The one later in the day will be for the football team.
Okay.
And then followed by the bike judging contest.
Okay.
So it's the whole time we'll also be having JBS grilling.
I see that.
Yeah.
The big grill?
Yep.
The big
girl's
out
the
coming
big girl.
Out.
Yep.
Okay.
Todd told me the other night, he said, make sure you got at least 3 parking spots ready for it.
That's really fun. So, wow. So you have a great Saturday. Just take from noon to 10, you're busy.
Yeah, we're throwing our own little Marshalltown.
Soiree, right?
It's our little Marshalltown.
Yeah, good for you. It's kind of it's kind of your own MHS reunion,
right? Exactly.
So, out in the parking lot. Wow, what a great benefit, tornado relief, and to the MHS football team. So thank you, Grant. Anything else you want to share with the folks before we kind of wrap up today and Experience Marshalltown?
No. Okay. I'll do it. Thanks for having me on,
Yeah,
guys.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for all you're doing for Marshalltown and for the tornado the relief for those that need it, and thanks for all that you and Anna and your families are doing for Marshalltown.
Thanks to my staff as well. A lot of them are putting in, you know, my staff, and then like you said, the family members as well, because it's not just Anna and I, it's a lot of other people in our lives and close to us who are working really hard on this thing. So thanks to all you guys.
Thank you for doing that. And I just want to take a quick minute here. I want to run over a few things that are going on in the community here in the Marshalltown area. So on the 17th, which is Friday at 2 o'clock at the Martha Allen Tye Theater, we have a an actor, an actress, I should say, excuse me. Her name is Leslie Goddard, and she is portraying Amelia Earhart. And that's taking place at, like I said, the Martha Allen Tye Theater at 2 o'clock. 5:30 on Friday, Presley and Taylor are going to be at the in Le Grand at the amphitheater, and it's a fundraiser for the Le Grand Fire and EMS. They're a pretty popular country band group. Presley and Taylor. They were at the Central Iowa Fair a few years back. Also at 5:30 is Live After 5 at 13th Street. So don't go to the Orpheum. They're meeting at 13th Street. And at 6 o'clock, there's a fundraiser for MICA, Disaster Relief, at the American Legion. And then at 7:30 on Friday, of course, is the Marshalltown Speedway has the stock car races. And then we move to Saturday the 18th, and we've got the Farmers Market at the Marshalltown Mall. There's a car wash for the Christian School, and of course Calvin Rockets has their tornado relief benefit and bike night, so make sure you put that on your calendar. And that kind of wraps up. If you need any more information on what's going on or any information on what Grant's got going on, all the events are on the community calendar at www.marshalltown.org. Click on the event tab. Thanks for tuning in to Experience Marshalltown.